And a good Thursday, everybody. Welcome in. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Hanging out on this, what is it, Thursday? Yeah, we're at the Omni Nashville Hotel here at Bar Lines. What's up, JoJo?
Oh, man, we're good to go. Love coming to Bar Lines. Our good friend Todd Roderman will stop by. Nice crowd. People looking at us. They're now nervous. She's pretty. Hi, y'all.
I'm gonna, hey, wow.
I'm going to hide behind my computer.
That's
here.
At Big Joe on the go?
I'm going to hide. No, we're good, man. It's a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. It's a beautiful day. A lot to get to. We're really excited. And, yeah, man, I'm running on fumes. But you know what? People don't care. They just want to know if you show up or not. Oh, that messes up too.
Yeah.
There we go.
It's a little.
It's every time I'm down here. Now, that sounds much better.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so you got in at what? 4?
4 o'clock this morning. A quick funny story. I told you guys.
I heard you met a team too.
So we arrived back at the airport, the Philadelphia airport, the same time the 76ers did. So we had to wait while their plane pulled up. And then, we had 5 buses in the parking lot. Well, we were blocking all the Sixers players in, and so they got off the plane, went to their, and they had nowhere to go. So a few of them had a few choice words for us for blocking the buses. This is 1:30 in the morning. They just beat the Celtics. They're feeling good about themselves, and here's this football team from Middle Tennessee trying to get home.
They're like, oh, man, it's the 76ers. And I'm like, yeah, kid, get out of my way. I want to go home.
One guy came by me. He was 7 feet tall. I'm like, man, you're tall. He's like, is this your bus? And I'm like, no. He's like, you need to move it because I got to go home. I was like, did y'all win? How was the game last night?
I'm not the bus driver.
I'm not the bus driver at all. So, yeah, and so, like, Joel Embiid was there and all the players like, oh, my gosh. He couldn't have cared less. He walked straight to us. I mean, like, I get it. But it was just kind of random running into this Philadelphia 76ers at 1:30 in the morning.
Well, good. That's a fun story.
That's a great story. I'm going to tell it at all the coffee shops around town.
That's a positive thing for the NBA right now.
oh, my gosh.
There are some non-positive things with Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier being arrested in gambling inquiries. So,
man, what is going on there, right?
There's the mafia. The mafia's involved.
I ain't saying a word. That's Chase McCabe saying that.
I'm just reading the report.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't heard, yeah. So a head coach and a player, right?
Yeah, Portland Trail Blazers coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier have been arrested as a part of a pair of wide-ranging investigations related to illegal sports betting and rigged poker games backed by the mafia, authorities said Thursday. Both have been placed on leave from their teams, the NBA said in a statement. You think?
That is, boy, I tell you what, that is, are we surprised? We're not surprised, right? Not at all.
No. I'm not. I mean, you know, I think even with the legal sports betting, like, you knew that there was going to be this stuff that was coming. Now, You sent a fantastic tweet to us this morning that said, back in the day, how you handled sports betting, and it's Michael Jordan in a Birmingham Barons uniform. I laughed pretty hard at that.
Oh, that was great. Good. Yeah, that was the whole thing is like –
That's always been the rumor. That's never been confirmed.
Yeah, when he stepped away for 2 years from basketball to be a baseball player, the rumor's always been, yeah, you need to take a break for a little bit. There's some things we need to investigate. And so
David Stern went to him directly and just said, look, why don't you go play baseball? Your dad just died, like all that. Go play baseball.
Yeah, right?
And I'll take care of this.
Yeah, and that was – so when I saw that picture, I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember this. This is very vivid for a lot of us back in 1993 when he just won 3 straight, and he's like, you know, I'm going to go play baseball. We're like, what? And then he went and played baseball for 2 years. And then he came back after 2 years and won
– and won 3 more.
Won 3 more titles, 96, 97, and 98, and got it done. So, yeah, that's a – it's funny, too, because ESPN's doing the story on it this morning. They're taking down the betting odds on the crawl at the bottom of the screen. There's nothing there. So I don't know if they're kind of saying, hey, we don't need to be part of this or this is something that we do. But there's going to be more and more of this story that comes out throughout the day.
615-737-1025 is our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We are at Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel today where we will be until – 3 o'clock, as usual on Thursdays. We'll talk to some high school coaches at 1:30 about our game of the week. White House and Pearl Cone should be a good one over at Pearl Cone, as the season is winding down. Next week is the last week of the regular season, and then it's playoff time.
It is, and the Titans, with the big announcement, they just placed Legarius Sneed on injured reserve and brought up some people I've never heard of. So that's good.
Yeah, so they have signed Joe Batchy. Now, you loved him out of Michigan State. He's a linebacker.
Batchy, yeah.
Signed to the practice squad, Lance McCutcheon out of Montana State. And then, yes, as you mentioned, Legarius Sneed on IR.
Folks, this is called rearranging chairs on the deck of the Titanic. This is all this is right now, because these are a bunch of moves that are just like, what in the world's going on for what is a very bad
get used to it
team.
Get used to it. I mean, look, this is how it's going to be this week. And our intern Jakey Baby asked me earlier, like, do you think Indy could hang 50 on the Titans? And I'm, you know, at first I'm like, it might be a little too much, but you know?
Well, I mean,
because you're probably not going to have Simmons either.
Or like, the spread is what, 14 and a half?
Yeah.
I mean, when you get past 14, your team is awful. I was reading like a 14-point spreads are rare in the National Football League. You can see a 10s and 11s, but 14. I remember when the Jacksonville Jaguars played Denver with Peyton's last year, they were 19-point underdogs. That's how bad Jacksonville was then. So this is bad. I mean, this is really bad, but I think the Colts just want to win games and keep on going. I don't think they want to put 56 means that if they win 24-20, that's fine, as long as they win and go on. But I will tell you, folks, the Titans historically win crazy games in the year, one game. They'll win one game where they're not supposed to win.
This Titans?
No, it's the franchise. They've always won one
but again,
game.
There's the history, and then there's this mess.
I know. Yeah, that's the funny thing.
With the owner that doesn't go to the owner meetings.
It's busy, man.
Yeah.
Let's see, you count cash all day.
Look, and I'm not going to say who this person was, but I had a funny conversation with someone about this that's like, why do you care so much about her speaking? Because a lot of owners don't speak. And I go, that is fair. However, when everything was hunky-dory and good, she was everywhere.
Right.
And she was she wasn't doing interviews and press conferences and stuff, but she was reading statements or she was introducing people. You know, she was at Vrabel's press conference. She was at Jeffrey Simmons when he was drafted. Like, she was visible. Now that it's bad, she wants to go hide in a cave.
Right.
That's where I have a problem. And then that person was like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, and that's
I mean, like, you can't – because I guarantee you – if they turn this thing around and they open that new stadium, she's going to be everywhere.
Well, I mean, why not be visible a little bit and then say, you know, I think if she came out and said, look, we are working really hard and I trusted Chad and Mike to get this thing done and please support us and we're going to fight. I mean, we've had opportunities they could do this. And they've never – somebody needs to tell them, look, some of these questions are setting you up to tell the fan base, here's what we're doing. And they're so stupid, they don't realize that.
Look – what I would advise to them, and I know they listen, what I would advise to them is just go to her and say, Amy, what we need you to do is, even if you sit down with Amy Wells or Taylor Zarzar or whatever, I mean, hell, bring Mike Keith back for, you know, one more time. But just sit down and say, look, I know a lot of the fans have been upset with the way things have gone. I've been upset too. But I have entrusted Chad Brinker to be our president of football operations and speak for me and make these decisions in football.
Right.
And I trust him and Mike Borgonzi to find the right head coach for the Tennessee Titans.
Pretty simple.
I've entrusted Burke Nyhill to continue to run the business side, and I look forward to watching our Titans get better over the next couple of years, just like you do. Do something as simple as that. While there's going to be some people that are going to fight it and say it's a cop out and all that stuff. It's going to make things better.
She has
then said something.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. These questions, like when I ask them, the team tomorrow you put on the field can win the Super Bowl. I know they're not going to the Super Bowl, but I want to give them a chance to say, hey, you know, we're going to fight like our tails off to get there. Now, the reassurance that I know that they're working hard, if I'm invested in this football team, that I know they're working hard at St. Thomas Sports Park to put a winning product on, I think that goes a long way instead of laughing at my question and then kind of dismissing everything.
Yeah, notice that's come up a couple. That question's been
right.
brought up again.
One guy.
Now, look, I do agree that if she's really going to do something – that I don't think Brinker's the guy. I have no issue with you appoint a football. That's what I've been telling her to do. Appoint a football guy to run the football team.
Right.
But you need to appoint the right football person to run the football team.
Yep.
And I think Borgonzi is that guy, not Chad Brinker.
Yeah.
The GM typically was that person.
I totally agree with that. And that's the thing, is that I want to hear from him. That's why we want to hear from him. To say, hey, we're fighting like heck over here. Trust us. We're going to get it done. Whatever you need to say. But you had the opportunity to do that. And so far, nobody has done any of that. And now you're sitting there at 1-6. Like, what the hell is going on over there? Because we don't know. And most of the people don't know.
There was a moment in the press conference yesterday with Cam Moore that has a few people talking. Some laughing. Some not so much. And I'm kind of curious of what you think. Because I don't know if you've heard this or not.
I saw pieces of it, but I'm not all the way there.
You will hear that coming up next.
Right, but I want to get our question of the day out real quick. Our question of the day, Chaser, is brought to you by
Aries Tactical.
Yes.
You're Aries Tactical.
They're the best.
They are.
The absolute best, and Aries Tactical.
I don't have the – oh, here we go. Presented by Aries Tactical. Your safety, your skill, your Aries Tactical. Check them out at ariestactical.com.
Love Aries Tactical. All right, our question today is – a friend of mine, and this is for everybody out there listening, a friend of mine is trying to talk me into going up in a hot air balloon.
Oh.
So I am curious, if you've ever been in a hot air balloon, let me know how it was, because I'm not doing this. But if you've gone, would you go? Have you been? What was your experience like? Because I'm not doing this. I'm not going up in a hot air balloon, but I don't know if you've ever been up in one, and what were your thoughts? 615-737-1025. Have you ever been up in a hot air balloon? Would you go up in a hot air balloon? If you did do it, what was it like? I just want to know how insane some people are for doing this, because there's no way on this planet I am doing that. Have you been in one?
No.
Would you go up in one?
Yeah, I'd probably.
You been in one?
They've been in one. Okay.
How was
I would
it?
I would do it.
Was it good? Oh, okay. We got one crazy person here in
I don't think they're crazy. I mean, I would. I would do it.
You, because she's pretty and she said she did it, and that's why he's going to see the influence of somebody pretty on this guy. It's crazy.
No, I would do it out of the for the adventure.
You were adamant about going no, and then she said she went
no,
up.
No, that's not true. Now you're just making stuff up. Now you're just trying. Look, they're blushing now. Like,
yeah, but, right?
Now you're just making stuff up. Good job.
You're welcome, buddy.
615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Hear from Cam Ward next. Agree or disagree with what he did? We will discuss that. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, the game.
I want to see if y'all can repeat this play. And this is an easy one, too. YMO, let's just do this one. Let's go gun, deuce right closer, Z-top, fire 6J, rib, boom, F-ship, H-burst on the turn.
Go
no
ahead,
chance.
Paul.
No chance.
Go ahead, Paul.
I'll give you an easy one. This is a base game plan right here. This is a base game plan. Gun Gen right baffle, 2-jet Costco white basic.
No chance.
Come on, Paul, you got me sacked out there.
That was Cam Ward yesterday having a little fun with the media, asking them to recite a play. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, the game at Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel. So our good friend Jill Jelnick from Fox 17 sent me the video of that initially. And I was, like, going through my day and doing the show, and I kind of looked at it, and I was like, why did he do that? Like, you know, that was my initial reaction of, like why do that? And then I went back and watched it again, and I laughed, and I was like, okay. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. Like, he's having fun. He's showing some personality. I think that he was proving a point. He was trying to prove a point. I'm not going to say that he wasn't. But people that are just going after him and saying, like, you know, how bad that was and, like, how bad it makes him look, I'm not going that far. Like, I mean, I probably wouldn't have done that if I was in his position, but I know it was all in good fun, and that's what he was.
What doing. Was the question he was asked?
I don't know. I mean,
I know he's been a little hot under the collar about being called out, some plays and dropping the ball and the fumbling interception. So if you're doing it for be a smartass, I think you've lost it. And I think to me, until I know the entire context of that, I think he's being a little smartass about it. You don't know the play, you know. It's like,
all right, well.
Well, I know it when you throw an interception. I know when you miss an open guy. I know when you throw a touchdown pass. I know when you hit a guy and stride down the sidelines. I know good and bad football. We're not stupid. I understand all that. But if you're doing that to kind of say, well, you don't know what we're doing in these play calls and trying to be cool about it, that's fine. I mean, be a jerk about it.
I think they took it out of the transcript.
They did. It was not on the press conference. I had to grab it from Twitter. This, I think, was just him having a little fun with the media.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have that.
I just want to know what came in, because he had said
so
a
was
few
it
things.
At the, and why cut it out? Now, all right, now I'm mad. Now I'm mad at the Titans again.
Yeah.
Like, okay, he is having fun. I'm with you. I kind of want to know more of the context. But why cut it out? Why cut it out of the transcript? Why cut it out of the video that you post?
You know.
Now
already.
What are you hiding?
The PR machine over there is just any chance, like, oh, they're going to. So if it's in good fun, they leave it up. But the fact that this clip's been played quite a bit now, I think there's more to it.
Yeah.
And so when you lash out at a reporter, a la Butch Jones did that, and not, you know.
But this isn't lashing out.
Well, I mean, it's like being a smartass, saying, you know, well, you don't know the play. Can you recall a play? What he said today, can you spit back a play to me to Paul the other day?
Yeah.
So I think there's.
Well, no. It was what play? What play are you talking about?
Yeah, right? Yeah. So I think there's a little malice involved in this, a tad bit, to say, yeah, you don't know what I'm going through, what we're doing. I'm like, Paul's covered a lot of football there, Cam, before you were born.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he shouldn't know the play.
Right.
Paul Kaharski should not know the play, right?
But I agree with you there. But I think yesterday he was just trying to have a little fun. I think one thing he has needed to do is show a little bit more of his personality. And I think that was a way to do it.
I hope you're right. But
if that's the case, I don't have an issue with it.
Then why take it out?
Well, that's them. That's on them.
Take it out of the official transcript.
That's probably somebody sitting at their desk going, well, we can't let this get out here.
But yet it gets out anyway. I mean, you're not going to stop the social media
What are you
going
to do, take everybody? Oh, great. So now we're going to get a release. Say, nobody can bring cell phones to the press conference anymore.
I laugh in a very like, ha yeah way, because
I'm going to tell you something. If they do that, if they start pulling stuff like that, then I implore the local media, stop covering them.
Okay.
Because you know how you make a flame die out? You take the oxygen away.
Get you.
So make that two-tone, stupid, thumbtack-looking flame die out. Take the oxygen away if they do that. Now you got me mad. I was in a good mood today.
Well, you're like a young Zig Ziglar. You got some inspirational coming out of you today. Look, I think if he's when I hear that quote, I think he's being a smartass. I totally do.
Which again, if he is, I don't really have a problem with that.
Spit back play to me. All right.
Zip right 52 3A fly.
Spit back. I mean, come on.
Zero Y banana. Or
we shouldn't know the play.
Spider 2
Y banana.
Yeah, that's the Gruden joke. We shouldn't know your play calls. We shouldn't know those. I mean, I wonder
if they cut it out because the coaches are like, why would you give a play out?
Right? So it's going to get to the point where they're not even going to parade him out there. It's just, I don't know if they're required to do that. I don't know if they are or not. So, I don't know. If he's trying to do that to be cool and throw knowledge out there, it fell flat. Absolutely fell flat. Worry about your football team at 1-6. Worry about holding on to the football, Cam, and not dropping it when somebody's approaching you. Worry about getting rid of the ball when you think you got 8 seconds to throw the ball and Max Crosby's about to end you. I mean, don't worry about the media. Just concentrate on that. It's part of the game, man. You're going to get questions. Your team is 1-6. They're terrible. You're not playing well. You've shown flashes of being really good. So until that happens, man, just ride this train and understand that's part of everybody's job, whether you like it or not.
Okay, we have a texter that says 3337. This says, I watched the video about an hour ago on the Titans website about Wednesday's practice. It was joking around. Observation from Wednesday's practice from Jim Wyatt. Y'all are taking this out of context. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just wanting to like. I think it's funny, for the most part. So hang on, I'm reading through Jim Wyatt's great work here.
Well, that's the thing. I need to know the entire context of that. We're not making. If he's lashing out, I and trying to be funny.
Yeah, it's not in there.
So there you go. I my point was made. They took this out of the press conference, out of the official transcript of what he said yesterday. But it lives on forever on the internet, and that's what it is. Jim, have it in there? Nope.
Well, I don't. I'm trying to find it. I mean, I'm having to kind of talk on the radio and read at the same time, which is
you can do that.
I can't walk and chew gum, so
you cannot do that.
that's not easy. Yeah, and look, McCoy last week when he was asked about RPOs and stuff was acting like he was giving away trade secrets. So, I mean, that very well could be something if it's like everybody thought it was fun, but it's like, oh, wait, he's giving away play calls, so somebody's freaking out.
Because they're all so nervous. Look, they have oodles and oodles and oodles of tape on Cam. They have 7 games of tape on Cam Ward now. You're starting to see some of the tendencies, so trying to hide some stuff. Get out of here, man. What's going on?
Yeah. I have watched it, 3337. Now I can't find it anymore. So maybe you want to fight. Let's go.
Maybe it's Cam Ward texting you.
Maybe it's Mike McCoy. I understand it's a video. Thank you.
It's okay, man.
I mean, like,
I just got to know what led up to that question. And what was the – was he frustrated? Was he mad? Was the question setting him off? Or did somebody say, can you call a play for us? Is that what he got out there? I don't know. But this is the nonsense we have to talk about when your football team is terrible.
Yeah, I would rather talk about this than the football team being terrible.
I'd rather talk about hot air balloons.
Yeah, well, we'll do that coming up next. We'll I promise I won't make you talk Titans anymore.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine, but you're putting lipstick on a pig. That's what we're trying to do. It's just a terrible football team. And I don't think there's a chance. I don't think they're going to be favored in another game the rest of the year. And I think Sunday could be really bad for this football team. The Colts are on a mission.
Scott in Shelbyville says, what makes Ward look bad is that he is a turnover machine. He is worse than Levis with his crazy passes.
I'm not going to argue. I mean, the fumbling has to stop. It has to stop. And I'm kind of upset because it's like, oh, nonchalant, like, oh, I'll try to do better. Well, that was the Raiders game. And then the Patriots game? What was this on Sunday? Led to their touchdown. I mean, he's got a lot of work to do, man. Yeah. He's got talent, but there's a lot of work to do.
Oh, there is a lot of work to do. There's a lot of work to do here. Live in the Omni Nashville Hotel, it's Chase and Big Joe here on this Thursday. I want to tell you about pregame coming up this Sunday. Big Joe will be there, and Dr. Crane is going to be there too.
No way!
Congratulations, Dr. Crane.
Thank you very much.
You're gone. Welcome to come by Twin Peaks in Madison, home of the 29-degree beer, and join 102.5 The Game for the pregame show before the Titans take on the Colts. Pregame is brought to you by Parman Tractor and Equipment and Old National Bank right here on 102.5 The Game.
And I can't give you too much information on that. I wish I could, because I'm not going to come out and say we're doing this, we're playing that, we're doing this, because, you know, obviously they're going to watch this. And so if I make a bunch of comments about certain different schemes, doesn't matter what the scheme is, they're going to take advantage of that. So I'm not going to really comment too much right now on all the philosophical things on what we want to do with Cam.
McCoy. The great music, Dr. Crane. So let me get this straight. Is he just paranoid like a lot of coaches are? All coaches are? Or is this like a backhanded way of the organization saying that Brian Callahan gave too much away and they think that's the reason they were losing?
I think they don't have a clue.
Yeah.
I don't think they have a clue. You know, the report came out last week that they simplified the game plan for Cam, which I read is like, instead of us trying to do 57 things, let's do five things really well that you work on. It had nothing to do with intelligence. It had nothing to do with him not understanding things. It's like, hey, let's try to do five or six things really well and not worry about things that you don't do well. And I think that was the problem before. But he still got the same coordinator out there. And, look, we've seen – that's the frustrating part. You've seen flashes of him.
You mean the coordinator that doesn't call plays and then the quarterback coach that does call plays?
that guy, yeah. Bo Hart agree. I mean, the pass to DK was perfect the other day. I mean, and he
almost – did you hear what he said? He said he almost checked out of it.
Ooh, shouldn't have done that.
Like, why? Why would you even – I mean, look, I don't know. Obviously, he knows more than I do on that. But, like, why would you even consider checking out of that?
Well, and that's it, is that we've seen the flashes. So we'll see what happens. But now, I mean, you got seven games of tape on him. The offensive line's terrible. I'd send the whole town after Cam Ward because they can't protect you. When a quarterback gets pressure, he does things that he's not normally used to doing. So this is – how should I put it? We compare this to Aikman and Manning all the time in 89 and 98, but it's eerily similar. I mean, the team's terrible. He's going through a lot, and you hope, and I think he is. I think he's learning. I mean, the guy doesn't back down from a challenge, so I think they got their quarterback. He's just surrounded by nobody right now. That's the problem.
Right. 615-737-1025. Dave has an answer to our question of the day. Hello, Dave.
Hello, I got a great transition between Titans hot air and hot air balloons.
So, give it.
Back in the 80s, my wife was working production on a Loretta Lynn TV show. And so she said, come on, they need some doubles. So I got to ride in a hot air balloon with about six other people out at Loretta Lynn's Dude Ranch. And it was beautiful. It was a fall just like now. Beautiful sights. The only problem was, I think I learned that balloon could go up and down, but directionally it was a little bit more challenge to do. So we landed up in a farmer's pasture, and they came out of the house wondering what we were doing. But the other trick to it, Joe, is when we landed, it turned on its side and drug. And so we were sort of on top of each other, which as it on the in the pasture. So all is good, though. It's a beautiful thing to do. It was a great time.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Dave, you just talked me out of this. I'm not doing that. You get dragged across a pasture.
I could just see they carry us up in it. They would land, and you and I get drunk across.
I mean, what's the recourse if you go up in a hot air balloon and the guy's like, oh, no. I mean, what do you do? I mean, what can you do when that happens?
You talk to God.
Oh,
no.
Do I bring a lighter, too, to probably get something going? I can't do it. And the problem is, if you go to YouTube and, like, hot air balloons, like, the first 600 videos are hot air balloons crashing. So I'm not – and God bless you. If you've done it and you love it, you are tougher than I am. I cannot do this.
Why did I just get a visual of, you know, being here in the South? You got, like Southern people that are kind of jack of all trades, like they can fix stuff or
yeah,
you know. And so I just got this visual of a guy going, well, that ain't good.
Right. But there's, you get up there and then, like he said, you can go up and down, but directionally you don't know where you're gonna
yeah,
go. So
yeah.
I just cannot do this because I don't understand why I'm still here anyway on Earth. So I don't need the hot air balloon to say
you are here on Earth to be 1 year old Lennon Kate's grandpa.
Yeah, it is. Man, see, I was going to have celebrity birthdays and throw it out there.
I know, but I'd be
yeah,
to
my granddaughter turns one today, so it's she's absolutely beautiful, and it's a love like I've never known in my life. And those who have grandkids understand that as well. But yeah, that's it. I want to see her grow up, so I'm not going to some dumb hot air balloon.
You're a little squeaky.
Squeaky butt. Yeah, first time I held her, she squeaked. And then I put her down, and then I picked her back up again, and she squeaked. So she squeaked like the first seven times that I picked her up. So I just, that's my little squeak box. And so that's it. So I will not be here tomorrow. I'm going, they live in Mississippi, so heading down tomorrow for her big birthday weekend.
Yes, that's going to be cool. Well, please send my love to her and Hannah. And
thank you.
What's her, your
Matt.
Son-in-law? Matt.
Yeah. Matt, yeah. So
who you adore.
He's... I tell you all the time, if you have a daughter and then your daughter finds a man who loves Jesus and loves your daughter more than life itself, you have struck gold.
Yeah.
And then I have struck gold with that. The only problem is my birthday's Saturday, and that's her birthday party. So nobody cares about my birthday Saturday, which is fine.
We'll send you a couple texts. You'll hear from me and Ricky.
Yeah, right?
Jakey Baby and Nick Frazier.
Jakey Baby, Green. Yeah. So it's a fun one. No, I'm amazingly blessed, but thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy birthday to Lennon. I was going to go somewhere else with
right
this.
Right there? Look who's calling in.
Kenny the Mailman, let's go. It's always better when Kenny the Mailman calls in. What's up, Kenny?
Hey, don't start laughing before I even say anything. How are y'all?
We're good. How are you?
I am so nervous. This is the first time I've ever broke news in my life. And I wanted to wait for your show because I appreciate y'all. I've been watching Twitter all day and they hadn't mentioned it. So are y'all ready to get some hype news?
Heck yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Bud Walters lives on my route, and we've been talking about this for 3 days, and he really likes the idea. It's an original idea to help the station. It's going to help the city, and it involves y'all. Have y'all got the memo yet? It was supposed to hit this morning.
We have not.
Saturday night, Joe and Chase are going on a billboard until the Titans win a game.
Hasn't that been done before?
Kenny, no, we're not doing that.
As far as I know. And we picked a nice spot right by Spence Lane. Now, the truck fumes might get old after a while, but it's going to be very visible there.
Kenny, all right, so Kenny's referencing to what Duncan Stewart did back in 1988 when the Vols started 0-6. He was on a billboard over off the Mumbrian, and everybody was just fascinated. Remember, Kenny, everybody loved that, right?
Oh, I guess about 70% of the city was not here at this time. They would have loved it, but it's a shame. Really, that's the point the Titans are at. No one is excited about anything. There's nothing. What do you do when nobody cares?
Well, that's the thing, is that we knew the Tennessee Vols. I think they beat Memphis that year to win their first game. You knew that was going to happen. I'm afraid that if Chase and I went on a billboard to the Titans won again, we would be there for a year. And I'm not joking, because I don't think there's another winnable game on their schedule. And I'm not staying on a billboard through wintertime.
I tell you what was bad. Washington State was on Tennessee's schedule, and Duncan had guaranteed a win that Friday going into the game, and they lost like 54-21.
Yep.
He went into a trance.
Yep, that was Tim Rosenbaugh was the quarterback at Washington State. I vividly remember that.
So what year was this?
1988.
88.
It started 0-6.
I appreciate y'all doing this for the city, and I can't wait to see it.
Now, Kenny, we would stay at a room at the Omni for a year.
We would do that.
We wouldn't mind doing
Todd,
that.
Todd, are you listening? That we could make happen.
Right. We can do that.
Oh, I've heard some great stories. So was that the old WSIX AM?
I don't remember where he was. Maybe 980 AM? Maybe.
Yeah.
He was on there. But he was very popular. He was on the beginning sports shows in this town. And Duncan Stewart went on a billboard and sat up there until the Vols won a game. And people in the city would drive by constantly to see what was going on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I've heard the stories. They'd bring him beer and food.
Yep.
And, like, I mean, he lived like a king up there. But had to live. He was on a billboard.
He was on a billboard, right. Crazy. But I don't think the Titans will win a game, so I'm not doing this. Thank you, Kenny, but we're not doing this.
615-737-1025. Hi, Clay. What's up?
Boys, how we doing?
Fantastic.
You know, just I called so Joe would know, even though when I don't call in, I am listening. So, Big Joe, I just heard you say your birthday is Saturday, and I called in to wish my boy a happy birthday.
Now, you're going to make me cry, Clay, and I'm not one who likes to cry that much, but thank you very much for the birthday shout-out. So, thank you.
I brought you a new sponsor, hopefully, and I thought about it, you know, and you guys maybe should be sponsored by Krispy Kreme, too.
Well, why don't you work on that?
We really should.
Yeah. I'm still waiting to hear back from our boy about that. So I'll let you know an update. So we're working on some things.
By the way, there will be no flipping people off at game day because I'm going with my preacher. So I must be on my best behavior.
I think that's a good thing for you, Clay.
Yeah. A man of God going with you over there to do that. Are you excited, Clay?
I am excited. I think parking is going to kind of be a disaster. But once I get there, near the set, I mean, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean,
so let me ask you, Clay, are you not allowed at athletic facilities, but you are allowed on campus?
Well, yeah, technically, that's correct.
Technically.
I can make some calls with Vandy PD and clear that for you if you need me to.
Yeah, why don't you do that, Jay?
He can. He actually can.
We'll get a call from Clay on Tuesday. Well, I just got out of jail thanks to you guys. All right, Clay.
As always, you guys make my day. I'm always listening. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks buddy. Pal. We appreciate it. Thank you, Clay.
Don't make that call, Chase.
I won't. 615. Can you just imagine somebody holding up a poster at game day and it's Clay's face? 615-737-1025. Chase and Big Joe live at the Omni here on 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Thursday at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Legarius Sneed on IR. By the way, so I've seen this video kind of going around on Twitter, and I mean, it's a smart move, but like on Get Up this morning, they're talking about the Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier arrests, and in the bottom right-hand corner is the ESPN Bet logo, and I guess a director or producer realized that, and they very quickly removed it.
Yeah, it's all. Yeah, I mentioned earlier the crawl is off when they're talking about it.
Yeah.
And I've seen it all this morning. And
it's smart. I mean, like, I get it, but
yeah, I don't. That story, boy, it's something else. But you know, it was going to happen eventually. Something like that was going to go on. And I don't know if you remember in the early '60s, Paul Hornung and Alex Karras got suspended for football for a year for gambling. So it's been around for a while. It's not like it's going to go anywhere, but that's some big news that's happening there. Have they come anywhere close to selecting a guest picker for Vanderbilt? I've seen all kind of rumors of people, but we talked about it yesterday.
What, Jerry Curtis? Would you just ask me? I'm sorry. I was reading one thing.
The guest picker. Because there's all kind of rumors flying about
Dansby. I think it's Bargatze.
I saw Dansby Swanson.
Okay. So I had somebody tell me they're being told Bargatze.
Okay, should be. That's fine.
But I don't know.
At least have somebody with a connection to Vanderbilt and some be a, just a rabid fan or alumni or something with Vandy to get back with game. But the guest picker part was meant to be somebody who's rabid and passionate about that their school to do that. So I was just curious if anything had come out about that.
Well, here's why I said Jerry Curtis, because Rivals has said news, Georgia five-star plus quarterback commit Jared Curtis will visit Vanderbilt on Saturday for its matchup against Missouri. Curtis attended a Vandy practice with his high school coach on Wednesday.
Where does high school coach play?
Vanderbilt.
Yep.
If they flip him.
He's
already decommitted once from Georgia, and then he recommitted. But if he decommits and they flip him.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Like, Vandy.
Is he a five-star?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I can't recall the last time they had a five-star.
Yeah. Well, and remember, we had Tim Hasselbeck on after they played him, and he's like, oh, yeah, he makes. I mean, there was a clip on the news of the highlights of that game of him making a throw that I'm not sure Tom Brady would have made as clean as he did.
If I'm Kirby, I'm like, look, man, I know what you're doing, but you in or not?
Right. Well,
so that's why you're dealing with 17- and 18-year-old kids. It's so difficult because I get it. I mean, but
– but, like, could you imagine a world where Vanderbilt flips a five-star quarterback recruit from Georgia.
No, not at all.
But look, what world are we living in?
You're not talking about a Vanderbilt team you're playing for now.
No.
For the next couple of years. If you want to win, is it Georgia or Vandy, you'd go to Georgia because they're paying you a lot of money and you know you're going to win down there. But if you want to change a program, go to Vandy.
Max Hurst texts us and says, 3-year-old Remy Hammer, the daughter of Kara Hammer, will be the guest picker. I think I'd be fine with that.
I would absolutely take that.
Yeah.
Yep.
That'd be, I mean, that'd be better than whoever they're going to put out there.
Yeah.
I agree.
Absolutely. So it'll be fun. And then you guys enjoy that on Saturday. I mean, it's a big game and good. Now, somebody said the winner of this game is a lock-in for the college football playoff. I completely disagree.
For Vandy, Missouri?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you're 7-1. Look, Vandy's still got to play Texas, Auburn, Tennessee, and I forget there's somebody else. Kentucky, maybe? So, I mean, you know, it's the SEC. Anything can happen. Kentucky should have beaten Texas last week. And so I don't think it's – I think it's just – it's a step in that direction if you win.
I'm gonna be honest with you. This is where the sports fan comes in. This game worries me. Because, like, I always – especially with teams – and I get it. They went through it last year and stuff. But that really haven't been down this road too much. How they handle the success, how they handle the hype. And, you know, you look at all the hype going into the Alabama game, and Diego kind of – he struggled. I mean, he made some pretty big mistakes that cost him the game. I mean, the team itself did too. But so I'm like, you're top 10 team for the first time since 1947. Game day's coming to town for the first time since 2008. I mean, how do you handle that pressure?
You win.
I mean, I hope so.
You win the game, and that's how the only way you get past that. But a lot of Vandy fans are in the same boat with you are. It's like until we see this on a consistent basis, we're going to keep thinking, oh, no, is this the same old Vandy? And I don't think it is, but they've got to go out and prove it to everybody on Saturday versus Missouri over at Dudley Field.
615-737-1025. We'll preview our high school football game of the week. Coming up at the bottom of the next hour, but we'll continue the college football discussion coming up next to start the 1 o'clock hour. We're at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Bar Lines today. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.